Hey, podcasters. We had a. We got a bit serious today.
It's hectic.
Didn't we?
Oh, 10 grand. Go by.
Oh, yeah. Someone 10 grand. That was epic.
That was pretty amazing.
You want to see Grant Daniel poo his pants? Watch the Alpha Bucks video.
That doesn't happen in commercial television. I wasn't prepared for that.
When are we just going to lift that? I'm so tired of the internet has rendered any laws or standards around swearing in broadcast completely ridiculous.
That's true.
Because if you've got, you can have one shit before 8:30 and you can have one F word after 9:30. Okay, kids, go just grab your device. Yeah. Cool. Punch in anything at all into Google and it'll be a list of swear words that'll come up immediately.
Yeah, the internet doesn't have a clock, does it, where it holds back until a certain time.
Obviously, for it. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, man.
Enjoy the podcast. Thanks for getting involved. We are the number one radio podcast because of you guys, so thanks for that.
Is that true?
I feel like I'm not getting paid anymore for that. Is that bad?
Be honoured by that. Feel good. Be proud of yourself for your achievement, your early morning starts and your hard work and your great outs.
Let's talk about your ass. And Sydney, I've announced just some very limited seats
to my
Opera House show sold out. Get online and check that out at my website. If you can get some tickets, that'd be good. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready, set, go.
Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed.
6:02, top of the morning to the both of you. Good morning, Grant. Good morning, M.
Great man.
Morning, Eduardo.
Ooh. Eduardo,
that's your lesser-known brother with a mustache.
He's the one made only of bird poo. Is that what guano is?
Yes.
Yeah. That's right.
37 in the west today. Guys, hot, hot, hot. A little bit windy. 27 in the city today. Well, what a show we have for you this morning, Em and Grant, because we're going to be talking the Barnaby situation from a few different angles.
It's dominating all the front pages of all the papers today.
And oddly, it seems as though it could have done some work on the front pages some months ago, but no journalist wanted to write the story.
Yeah, yes. It's being called the worst kept secret in Parliament. So all of us are kind of left wondering, well, why didn't anyone say anything?
Exactly.
As a journalist, why didn't they?
Why would a journalist not break a story of public interest?
That's your job.
It does seem as though there's been other things on their minds.
How dare you suggest that they were scared they wouldn't get other things if they leaked something?
Listen, man, if you want it...
there may be some backdoor deals there. God!
If you guys wanted to keep on the invite list for Malcolm Turnbull's croquet afternoons... You better play your cards right, you lot. Anonymous lotto winner. I can't get my head around this. $700 million on the table, and the person won't come forward. This is so interesting to me.
I think it's reasonable why she won't come forward.
I'm not so sure it's that reasonable.
I do.
700? Was it 780?
Yeah.
Well, hold your horses, million. You two. That's coming up. And and showbiz Grant Denyer, who is not a journalist afraid to break the big stories. Everyone is worried about this Denise and Ita feud on Studio 10, about the Sprouts being thrown. We sent a showbiz mole, I mean that in a nice way, Grant Denyer to the set.
Yes,
More of a meerkat maybe than a mole.
Hey, little mole with a blonde mullet.
I mean, he's a meerkat because he's always bobbing up. He's bobbing up. That's cute. Yeah, that's a cute image. So get him off to, because he's been on the set, so he's going to give us an exclusive as to what's actually going on.
Yeah, just to sort of clarify my journalistic integrity, the last, I think, story I did as a journalist was a flower show. So I am so equipped for this.
Can't wait.
Okay, that's all coming up. We're going to do What's the Superior next. Get your music, no, get your rap knowledge ready.
Yeah, everyone knows a rap off by heart.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
And today, oh my goodness, time to reach back into your musical minds. What rap do you know?
Yeah, everyone's got a song when it comes on, you just wax lyrical. You're a lyrical genius.
It's usually some sort of banger that came on in your bedroom when you were a young teenager and you went, this is my life right now.
And nothing says rap more than the three of us middle-aged white parents.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know what I mean?
Definitely. Full ghetto.
We are gangster.
Yep. From the mean streets.
What's the price today, Eduardo?
Imagine Dragons have got their Evolve tour. So you're going to see Imagine Dragons and the Temper Trap. Ironically, what music style have Imagine Dragons sort of evolved into recently?
Are they
rapping? Their last two songs I would have called rap. Whatever it takes. And Thunder and the Lightning, I would call that rap.
I'd call that jaunty Irish lilt. I wouldn't say they were rapping. That thunder. I don't know how.
No, the choruses. Can we hear a bit, shall we? Check out the local. Well, they're all going out for once. No, I'm in the chorus.
I don't know if that's rapping. Okay, sure.
Ah, who cares?
Tickets to go see them if you can remember a rap. Daniel's here itching on his chair. Ed, I don't want to
cut you off, but the
little man is about to take off.
Here we go.
Okay.
Yo, back up now and give the brother room. The fuse is lit and it's about to go boom. Mercy, mercy, mercy me. Huh. My life is a cage, but on stage I'm free. Hyped up, psyched up, ready for whiling. Standing in a crowd of girls like an island. I see the one I want to see. Come here, cutie. You flip her around and then I rock that booty. Work the body. Yeah!
The room is being short right now. Shake the room. Here he goes. Tick, 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 boom.
I don't want to see Grand Jenya work anyone around and work anyone's booty, to be honest.
That was a booty or two.
Amazing.
I couldn't make eye contact with you then.
You could look me in the eye. No, I was giving it 1,000%. Oh, I had arms going.
Your potency was too much for me.
I nearly swallowed the microphone.
That was okay. That was phenomenal.
Thank you.
My rap is Salt and Pepper, What a Man. I want to take a minute or two and give much respect to a man that's made a difference in my world. And know the most men are hoes, he goes on the down low. Because I never heard about him with another girl. But I don't sweat it because it's just pathetic to let it get me involved with that he said, she said crowd. I know that ain't nobody's perfect. I give props to those who deserve it. And believe me, y'all, he's worth it.
That's well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
That was sick.
That was very good.
Thank you.
Why didn't I film that?
Yes.
Now, well, so there are about 9 cameras in the room. Someone filmed it.
Okay,
so
131060. Does anyone remember the McDonald's rap too? Let's put that out there. Don't give it away.
Yes. Don't give it away. Yes. Do not give it away. Because I was going to do one, but I'm going to leave it on the table because I believe someone else should take it. I think it'll be the most common one that we're about to get. I saw this particular artist when he came back for, was it the Virgin Music Festival at the Showgrounds? Was it at the Showgrounds? Oh, I think it was. Remember when they did when Virgin did music festivals for a couple of years?
I do remember.
And this man came on and he waited until the
door. Oh, don't play it.
There he is.
Does anyone know this rap? 131060.
Someone knows that. 131060, which rap do you know? We won't make you do the whole thing. You can do a couple of lines. There's movie tickets. There's Imagine Dragons. We're feeling generous this morning. 131060, which rap, which the superior rap that you know? We're in the midst of what's the superior. Well, this is going to be a lot of fun because what's the superior rap that you know? So what's gone away is rap for the introduction for television shows.
Yeah.
And a lot of rap now is, you know, we play it all the time. It's good fun. But there's a lot slower. Have you noticed that? Slower. It's a lot slower these days. And less kind of bouncy sort of...
Not as happy rap.
It's all about the opening to shows now. Like, I judge a show now based on its opening music.
That's
Game
right.
of Thrones, House of Cards. Like, but no one raps anymore because you wouldn't be able to get away with it.
No, and it dates the show because it sort of locks you into a feeling. However, we do have many fine rappers on the line.
I can't wait.
Let's go to Alexis. Morning, Alexis.
Hey, guys.
What gang are you from? Carrigal. What colours?
I'm singing the Sugar Hill Gang, Rapper's Delight.
All right. Okay, the Sugar Hill Gang. Okay,
take
good.
It away, yourselves.
Go.
Yeah. Hip hop, hip hop. You don't stop. Rock into the bang, bang, boogie, scalp, jump. The boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. Now, what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the crew, and my friends are going to try to move your feet.
Yes!
Yeah. Straight away, you've got movie tickets.
Thank you. That was
wonderful.
How does a 29-year-old know every word to that song?
Yeah, how do you know that?
I'm a bit demented with music, so I know too many rap songs, but I thought that was the best one.
That's a sweet performance.
Sexy. Wet and Wild, double pass to Wet and Wild. And because
awesome. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, no, I thought you might like that.
Did
Excellent
you
stand
say
the line.
Sexy Wet and Wild then? Is that what she just said?
Alexis Wet n Wild.
Oh, I thought you said sexy, wet n wild. Wow. No, that's
a new ride. A nighttime event.
The tunnel. Jeez. Hey, Josh in Mosman. Hey, Joshy.
Get on the Mankini slide.
Hello, how are you guys?
Good.
You old rapper. Who are you? Mosman is known for its plethora of rappers.
Definitely. So,
absolutely. Represent 2088. What can I say?
Thank you.
2088. I love it. Okay, right. Give it to us. What do you got?
Guys, firstly, I got to say, I love your show. I listen to you every morning.
Thank you, Josh.
And since calling up, I've been so nervous. I've actually got Tourette's syndrome, so I've been in the car going off like a bit of a cyclone at the moment, just getting ready to go on the show.
Okay.
All right.
Well, it's a safe place, mate. Everyone's fully they're excited, they're supportive. So
Josh, did you say you have Tourette's?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. And how does it manifest? You don't swear, do you?
No.
Okay, great. Because that could have been interesting for live radio, Dom.
Oh, can you imagine?
I mean, I'm here for it. I would find that very enjoyable, but.
We might get a remix
out of this then. Who knows?
You're going to be great, Joshy. You got Lose Yourself, Eminem, classic. Hit me.
Good on you. Okay. Whew. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. He's vomited, he's sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous. Spaghetti. But on the surface, he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud. He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking now. Everybody's choking now. The time's run out. Over, snap, back to reality. Oh, there goes gravity. Oh, they're so mad. But he won't give up that easy. No, he won't have any. No. But he keeps on forgetting.
Yes,
yeah,
Josh!
MC Jazzy Josh.
Yes.
I told myself, otherwise I would have gone to a tangent.
That was sick.
That was amazing.
That was
sick.
Thanks, Josh.
That was really, really good, Josh.
I felt the energy, man, in your car right then.
Do you know there's a debate about that song? About the bit at the end where it's the really long rap where he doesn't take a breath?
Mm. Yep.
Music types and internet types have slowed it down a million times to see whether or not there's a secret edit in the middle there or whether or not Eminem actually did that rap.
Internet types are losers.
And what was the outcome?
Inconclusive.
It's
like global warming, mate. Up for debate.
Why would you bother? Why would you? Sorry. What did you just say? If you just become Donald Trump in one morning, sexy, wet, and wilding.
That was fun. That was
fun. Okay. I didn't even hear that.
That was good fun.
Okay, good.
Natasha.
Hi. Good morning.
What's your jam, Natasha?
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, this is good.
All right. In West Philadelphia, born and raised on a crack playground is where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool, no shooting, no b-ball outside of school. Mm-hmm. And a couple of guys who were up to no good. Todd made trouble in the neighborhood.
Oh, my goodness.
That's impressions.
I really appreciated you doing the voice of the mum in that too as well. That was extremely good. Well, this is almost impossible today. Movie tickets for you as well, Natasha. Someone else? Oh, God, help me with a ruling here.
Joshy, you're going to Imagine Dragons.
Josh, well done.
You got it, Josh.
To Imagine Dragons.
Look at that.
Anyone who says he likes the show gets a ticket.
Yeah, exactly. That's the easiest way to get on. Imagine Dragons are bringing their Evolve World Tour to Australia this May with very special guest, Temper Trap, Saturday, May 19. Tickets are on sale now through tickettech.com.au. Well played, everyone. That is takes guts to come and sing on the radio. You are all fantastic.
Yeah.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed, weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1. Today FM.
Now, imagine that you won yourself, you got your ticket, your regular lottery ticket. A lot of people play the same numbers every week.
Yep.
Sometimes if there's a massive jackpot, do you guys go and grab a ticket?
Yeah, I've been known to. I don't normally play it unless it's something in the news where you go, wow, it's a record amount, got to get on board.
I sometimes play and I'm so utterly convinced I'm going to win.
Yeah.
I really go into every buy with... I spend the money in my head as I'm walking out.
Yeah. And you know what line that always gets me over the edge is you've got to
be
in it
to win it.
I'm like, okay, I'm in it then.
100%. My dad's been in it. Was in a syndicate for like 25 years, left, and then they won.
No.
Yeah. No.
How often do you hear that?
Mate, always happens, I tell you.
Damn.
Yeah. Oh,
now, this story you've bought today.
Is he heartbroken?
Nah, he's fine, Vincey. He's pretty low key. He's a rich wog man. He's buried his cash.
He's all right. Yeah. In the backyard.
What you got? This story, it thrills me.
A lotto, this is quoting from news.com. This story's been around. A lottery winner who has a Powerball ticket that won $712 million. That's in our money, but this is taking place in America.
Yeah.
Wants a court order allowing her to stay anonymous,
yes,
saying that she's made a huge mistake in signing the ticket without consulting a lawyer first.
Oh.
Now, the way it works in America is that under New Hampshire law, which is where it is, is that a lottery winner's name, town, and prize are public information. So I don't know why that is the rule, but it is. So if you win lotto, it is public knowledge straight away who you are. And as you know, they normally do the handover. They normally have the massive check, the lottery wants the publicity. And this woman's taking them to court to say no. And here's the kicker. If she loses this case, which she looks like she probably will, she's not going to get the money unless she comes forward and gives them her name, and she's refusing to do it.
So what you're saying, she hasn't processed the ticket yet, has she?
No, she's shown them a photocopy of the back.
Okay, but
to prove it's her, but they need the original ticket.
Yes.
And she's since found out from a lawyer that she could have signed the back in the name of a trust.
Yes.
Like, you know,
but she
hat
didn't know that.
Something.
Exactly.
No. Who's got a trust ready to whip out when they buy a lotto ticket?
That's what I mean. When you go to the lotteries.
I do.
No, well, trust too. Look, I've got a trust as well, but that's not the point.
We're all dodgy tax people. No, I understand this, and I...
you know him.
Yes.
What do you mean you understand?
It's
what is there to understand?
$712 million.
As an ethnic person, I am convinced that everyone is trying to kidnap me. If someone follows me for 5 minutes too long, I will take an alternate way home. And she would be afraid also. She's an active member of the community. She likes to do the markets. She likes to go to the primary school and volunteer. She wants to be able to still live her life without everyone knowing that she's got $500 million in the bank.
Okay, you know, so you're saying it makes you a target.
It makes you a target for kidnapping, in my mind.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm like, well, she could assume a new identity. And then I'm like, why don't you do that? And then I read she wants to continue her life in her tight-knit community and not have... Can you imagine how many people could be going up and going, hey, Liz, can I just borrow $100,000?
Well, it's so many people it does happen to them that have won big amounts of lotto. They say in the end it's the worst thing that has ever happened to them because it starts so many family fights.
Yeah.
They all lose the money in about a decade.
Yeah.
You get smashed by family members. You get a lot of door knockers and you get people with hard luck stories going, I need an operation.
He's reading from notes. He's such a nerd.
Far out.
There's my preparation,
no,
John.
You don't need notes. You're
However,
a professional.
It can end badly, is what I'm saying.
Yes, Joel. Yes. Ed, how much money have you won?
I would like to say that for $712 million, I would gladly never speak to anyone I know right now ever again. You've been shopping.
I just, you know, we all too often we whinge about customer service and things, and I just wanted to pay homage to something I saw yesterday that I have to say was just art.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I was shopping at the Westfield in the city here, and I was at, the new Westfield, Sydney.
It's pretty snazzy.
I don't know if they have a Best in Less in there.
They have
Gucci Boutique.
Yes, I may have visited there.
I can see some new kicks down there.
Hush your mouth, Grant.
Okay.
I went into Aesop, which is the amazing Aesop. I love Aesop. Aesop is amazing. I love Aesop. And I went in there just to get some room spray for us, for the studio. I got some beautiful room spray.
What's room spray?
I'll spray it for you in a minute.
Huh.
Anyway, and I walked in and this one woman was there and she just came in for some soap, like just a tiny bar of soap. And this beautiful, immaculate gay man was working at Aesop. And he sauntered over and he's like, can I help you? And I'm like, oh, I'm in for a show. And sure enough, she's like, oh, yes, I just want some soap. And he grabs her hands and he goes, and some moisturizer, Dolly. Look at those wrists.
Boom.
Come with me immediately. And he takes her over, leads her over, and her eyes just glaze over. And then she's over at the beautiful stone sinks they have at Aesop and he's rubbing her hands with the moisturizer. And then he puts his hand on her and he runs his hand down her cheek. It was like watching Antonio Banderas.
Whoa,
like,
wow.
And then she's like, and your face. And then he pulls out some face mist and then he touches the ends of her hair and her hair's dry. And this woman legit left with about $1,000 worth of Aesop. And she came in for a soap and I just stood there like, you just got DEFCON 1 gayed.
And know
it
what,
was
Em?
So beautiful.
Does he finish all of his sales with, and you're back in the room? Is he?
Pretty much. So I just say, it was a flick of the wrist and he was like, and
that's it.
You got it.
Yeah, that's amazing. The biggest story in entertainment, the biggest story in television is the feud between Ida Buttrose and Denise Drysdale on the set of Studio 10. There was some Brussels sprouts thrown at a Christmas party and or at a Christmas segment, and it's gone too far. So what Channel 10 did yesterday is they've sent in the Denya. Grant Denya, you were on set, were you not?
Yeah, I was on set trying to find out what exactly went down.
Well, they sent in the fixer.
They sent in the fixer to try to, you know, bridge the gap, bring people back together, find out what really went down.
Yeah.
Because, look, it has been reported that, and confirmed, I might add, that a Brussels sprout was thrown at this December shoot.
Now, I understand it was a bowl, okay, which ding-dong aimed in the general direction of Ida, and I heard two Brussels sprouts came akimbo.
Yes.
Is that what happened?
Yes.
Okay.
So there is the rumour now, and I'm saying it's only rumour, it's not confirmed.
Why are you winking at me?
The feud has... The feud, I've got to remember that these people pay my bills, that the feud has continued from that particular point over, and it's bubbling over on the set. There's been arguments.
Over dressing rooms?
Over dressing rooms.
Oh,
I believe
no.
that Ida has one and Denise shares one, and that's not necessarily going down well. Car spaces are also an issue.
Oh, not really? Car spaces.
But Channel 10 says that this is not the case. Yeah. This is untrue. Well, it is only rumour, right?
Okay.
But I've spoken to Denise yesterday. So Ida says there's no feud. I ran into Denise yesterday and she told me personally there is no feud or hard feelings. In fact, she had a solution. If there is an issue that's still continuing on, she's prepared to bring in a bowl of Brussels sprouts herself and let Ida chuck them at her on the show.
I would, holy Christ, take my money right now.
So
all
would
of
I.
That. I would,
so would I.
Pay all my money to see that happen.
How much does that sound like some sort of crazy Japanese game show?
Oh, my
that
God.
That is fantastic.
Are you saying, oh, my God.
So you've, I know, she's up for it. She's totally up for it. She goes, there's no feud. Don't be silly. We're fine. It's all good. We're very different people.
Yeah.
You've worked with the both of them. What do you reckon about this?
It's absolutely a feud.
Really?
100%. I think it's feud central.
Okay,
yeah, feud central.
You can say that. I
don't work for Channel 10. Probably never will. But they didn't put people like me on telly, guys. But who cares? I mean, great. What everyone worries when two women disagree, and it's like, oh, catfight. Women disagree. Men disagree on telly all the time. You hate Larry Emder.
I know? Do
and
not.
And so it's like,
don't
stop,
say that.
Stop
he's
winking
my
at me. Oh my God, it's really creepy. But yeah, it's like this is a thing that's happening. Great for ratings. If I was Studio 10, I'd be
milk
talking
it.
This up, mate.
Milk it. Well,
it's funny you should say that. It's funny you should say that because I actually tuned in yesterday.
Did you?
Just on the off chance that. You know, I thought the sprouts thing was over.
Yeah.
But see, if you got to listen carefully.
Okay.
But this is an interview they were doing with a girl who'd been in Canada studying, and now she's back. And you can hear Ida at the start and Denise at the end. See if you can hear the tension between those two ladies as Denise cuts in on Ida's interview, and see if you can if you make it out softly. I think you can just hear them starting to wind up with the sprouts. Let's have a listen.
I know it's going to take you to Canada to study, but is it 3 years? Is it 1 year? Is it 6 months? I mean,
it's a 3 year scholarship. Which is absolutely fantastic.
And I noticed that there's an engagement ring on your finger.
There
so what
is
happens?
An engagement
is he going with you?
Could you hear anything?
It's amazing.
I picked up a slight detail. I think it sounded like some sort of sprout on skin sort of sound.
It's very mushy.
I walked past some offices yesterday. There's some big intense meetings going on, some closed doors, some heavy executives. But at the end of the day, look, let's face the facts. My dressing room is bigger than the both of theirs.
I'm not prepared to share my golden toilet, and they can stay away from my helipad.
Hey, good out, Denya.
M. Grant, this is a pretty sordid situation, you'd have to say.
Yeah, and look, I want to say straight off the bat that, of course, everyone deserves a private life. The three of us have private lives, and as a public person, that doesn't automatically give everyone else access to my private life. But in this situation, he is completely contradicting his public stance on the sanctity of marriage and his moral code. So this is why this has come out and really caught the public's attention.
Let's not forget, he is someone who has campaigned on family values. He was a vocal no campaigner during the changes to the marriage equality bill.
Well, he spoke in an anti-marriage equality rally and out and out said, I think marriage equality will damage my daughters. And then it's been argued now that your behaviour, Mr. Joyce, will have done far more damage to your kids than allowing people who love each other to marry. And the other interesting point is... Lee was really pressing him on it last night, and he was not budging, and in fact, really resented having his private life imposed upon.
Well, Lee, what I want to do is make sure that private matters remain private. I don't think it proffers anybody to drag private matters out into the public arena.
And all I want to say, and, you know, Grant, I'll hand over to you after this, is that, Mr. Joyce, you dragged many people's lives into the public arena for debate and for vote, and you put the LGBTQI community through a lot of hardship, and now you're experiencing the exact same thing, and it's not very nice.
So you think it's a bit of a different situation because obviously relationships break up all the time.
Of course. Well,
nearly 50% of them do these days. And he said, look, unfortunately, there are a lot of marriages in Australia that come apart, and my relationship coming apart, I don't think that makes me terribly unusual.
Mm-mm.
And he thinks he has a right to privacy in this situation. Do you think it's a different ballgame when you are the deputy PM?
Well, I think it also brings into account, which Lee brought up, did the public pay for any of this alleged affair to happen? Because there's public funding, obviously. She worked for him. You know, what was going on? How were they maintaining the relationship? But also, I guess, like I said, because he is someone who's had an affair but is also a proponent of marriage values and sanctity of marriage and protecting marriage, and he didn't protect his own, I think that's why there's so much attention on it, Ed.
Yeah, and he ran a by-election recently because he was also a New Zealander, for a while.
Mm.
And so he had to sit in a by-election for New England. And he, if this had come out during that by-election, someone who is campaigning on the sanctity of marriage during his own election would have looked absolutely terrible. So that's there's a bit of crocodile tears here because, well, what are you really upset about? That it's come out? Or are
you
upset that it's that? Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? It's like,
exactly.
What are you actually upset about? The breakdown of your marriage and the affair, or that it's come out into public, which is the bit that's annoying you, Barnaby?
And the other bit for me, Grant, was everyone's like, oh, yeah, I knew. West kept secret in Canberra. Samantha
Armitage were saying that.
Got on Sunrise and said...
So why did any of them break it any earlier?
This is the thing.
Like, what hold did he have over them for them not to
Canberra.
Do it?
Exactly. Because apparently everyone knew because she was very... Everyone could see she was very much pregnant.
Mm.
So, I mean, I'm also very wary of the fact that there was a very pregnant woman and a baby involved. And I... too often we go the girlfriend and the mission.
To lay off them.
Yeah, this is more our Deputy Prime Minister, you know, his morals and his ethics, and he's becoming across as a massive hypocrite.
And if you're wondering whether it's, like, important or not in your own mind, look, in the US, how's the timing of this? Like, this is only just yesterday. Sexual relationships between politicians and employees were yesterday banned in the US House of Representatives. So not that we should follow the states, but that's kind of the rule.
Well,
that
they're following.
He's
yesterday.
A man in a position of power. He was her superior. And, you know, that is a thing to be looked at as well.
She was a former media advisor.
Mm.
Would she be advising him to do more interviews?
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed at todayfm.com.au.
And when you brought this to our attention, GD and I were both a little bit taken aback. Three quarters of men refuse to let their partners see them naked because of body hang-ups.
Yeah, 13-10-60 straight off the bat. Is your partner a never nude or are you someone who doesn't like to be seen nude? You're a man and you keep your nudity, your modesty, your swimsuit zone covered up.
Mm.
Well, 80% of men feel insecure about the way they look. 7 out of 10 said they feel so self-conscious they refuse. 7 out of 10 to let their partner see them in the nutty.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
The biggest body hang-ups, you guys, they feel too fat. I'm not looking at anyone in particular when I read this next one. Oh, I'm just looking around the room in general.
And what is the next
they
one?
They feel too short, not tall enough.
Do they?
Not tall enough. Right. And they have a receding hairline. What, unless they're wearing a bag on their head. I don't know how you can hide that one.
Yeah.
Dog, can you take your cap off? It's 2 a.m. Nope. Not until you're asleep, mate.
I love wearing my Akubra to bed.
So are you guys never nude? So you're always nudes?
Well, Grant seems to be a nudist. You don't seem to have...
Did you just get home and the flannel falls off?
I don't mind. Look, I'm all up for wandering around. I got no issues at all in front of my wife. Like, I'll do the windmill in front of her. That's all right. I'll let it swing around.
Okay, now that's a visual. I'll need some sort of hazmat suit.
I'll be in the shower. I'll do a pressed lizard. Doesn't worry me.
Here we go.
Can I please have some industrial bleach for my soul?
It's usually met with an eye roll from my wife, which kind of hurts my feelings.
Scotty does a fruit bat. It's disgusting.
I use it like a lightsaber.
Do you know the...
Wow.
Okay, all right. Wow. That's enough from you. And the Daily Mail have just, for some reason, the whole place has just exploded. Ed, this is going to be fun. I love picking you, Ed.
Like, he's secretly buff, so he's got nothing to worry about.
Yeah. I'm not a never nude at all. No.
Are you nude a lot at home? Do you wear a white Spencer with your little hairs poking through?
I'm not an exhibitionist. Like, I won't wander like around, you know, the local area. But if my wife sees me nude.
Do you cook in the nude ever?
No, nude is for private times. It's not for the public.
What do you mean? So you're never not nude out front of your bedroom. So you wouldn't say go hang in the lounge room and watch something in the nude?
Of course not.
You wouldn't just maybe stroll from one room realizing you left an article of clothing in the other room.
Do you just pop on a polo if you want to go and watch the footy? Just you and your little butt cheeks hanging out the bottom. You've got tiny little legs. You're a big barrel on sticks.
Little baby.
I'm worried that the people for our neighbours. I think we've got a lot of windows, and I'm constantly on about how, you know, my wife's breastfeeding at the moment, and she's also the same way where she's always saying, I think the neighbours can see in, and I said, what? Those two guys with the popcorn? No, they're fine.
I'm not a never nude.
Whenever I go to stay in a hotel or whatever, I double check the blinds because
I don't.
You know,
what? In case someone's got binoculars when you're on the 25th floor.
I sleep nude. Do you sleep nude? I can't sleep nude.
No way.
What? That is so uncomfortable.
How is that uncomfortable? You don't get wrapped up in your t-shirt or your boxer shorts.
That is so uncomfortable. Having nothing on is uncomfortable.
That's how we're born, mate.
Well, yeah, but we don't walk around like that now. Like, you could use that example for anything. God, like, when
so
we were born.
Sweaty. Look at him.
How do you...
Can I just say, I love you. I love what a weird unit you are, and I'm just so proud of you.
I think I'm quite normal.
No.
Well, 7 out of 10. How do you do marital relations if you don't allow your partner to not see you naked?
Yeah, but she does see me naked. You're taking a jump.
I'm not asking you. Sorry, the 7 out of 10 men.
Well, let's find out. 13, 10, 60. Are you a man who avoids being seen nude by your other half, or ladies, if you want to call up, or gents, if you're that way inclined? Do you not see your partner in the nude? Never nudes. I want to hear from men who are. This is astounding. Do it next.
Of course.
Sucked in. What I am talking about, which you were shocked by.
Yeah.
There's a study done. We love a study here. I'm not even going to bother looking. It was probably some pillow institute. I don't know. The weirdest people do studies, like footwear brands, Chewy.
Okay, don't get distracted.
Three quarters of men don't like being so boring. Stop keeping me on track, boring Bob.
Come on, mate.
Three quarters of men. I'm lucky I'm zany. I'm left-sided. Don't like to be seen nude by their partner. Mm. And we put the call out to Sydney on 13 10 60. And look, before we go to the callers... Producer Lucky Jack doesn't get naked in front of anyone.
Really?
Ever, we've discovered while D-Ream was telling us things are only going to get better.
He can come into the studio, and while he's coming in, we're going to talk to
Aint. He's here.
Oh, he's speaking to us, Jack?
Is this true?
Yes, I never feel comfortable getting naked in front of anyone. Even just like after I'm with somebody, just getting changed, I hate it.
There with his arms crossed back in his head now. It's amazing. It's fine. Amy in Seven Hills, we put it down 13 10 60. It feels like you have the opposite problem here.
I have the way opposite problem here. My husband absolutely loves being naked. As soon as he gets home, he's straight into boxer shorts. And if he could be completely naked, he would. It's just a matter of, I guess, a little bit of respect. Everybody that knows Jared would know that it's naked. Like, he answers the door to the pizza guy in boxer shorts.
Well, really?
Oh, Jared's going to be wrapped. Jared in Seven Hills.
Yep. Hey, Jared, put some pants on.
Everybody knows Jared. Jared's on a watch list with the Seven Hills police station. Thanks, Amy.
Good on you. Thanks, Amy. Jacob again. Jacob from Nowra. I think what we found is that we have the opposite listening to us. We have people who are fine with the nakedness. Jacob, do you have any issues being nude?
No. Every opportunity that I get at home to be nude, I always take.
What do you mean at home? Who do you live with?
I actually live with my mum and my brother.
Oh, dude! Right, your mum would be rat.
Dude, come on.
Oh, around the mum and the brother, I like to wear underwear, but other than that, just completely nude.
Yeah, she did make you, so she's probably quite comfortable with it.
When Mimi falls apart New Year's Eve, when Tay-Tay gets in a fight with Kanye, when you click entertainment. Oh, I've got some big touring news. Actually, three stories all about touring. It's very exciting. Now, hello. First up, obviously, Ed Sheeran is coming here. He's got an 18-date stadium tour.
That's a lot.
Yeah, God. I know. It's huge. And oh he has... I can't wait.
Is Shepard, and I reckon, is just amped for this. Is he doing
everyone's
doing regionals?
Amped. I'll tell you, everyone is ready. But he has announced his support act, and it's our very own. And doesn't that sound familiar? Missy Higgins.
Great voice.
That'll be great.
So how good's that? Ed said, I'm doing my Ed voice. I'm very excited to announce the main special guest for my Australian... Nailed it. And New Zealand dates. It's in Australia.
Now, does Ed work full-time as a chimney sweep? Or only...
I was just thinking I do sound like...
Apples and pears, Governor. Apples and pears.
Missy Higgins will be joining me, which I'm very happy about, as I'm a long-time fan of her music. That's big news.
Wow.
That's great for Missy. Good for her. And she's got a new album coming out, so good for her.
Can we get her in?
Yeah,
let's get to Missy in. Hey, Em, as a professional musician yourself, would he have had and of course he has a say in his support act, but would he have been given a list or gone through or, you know what I mean? What if he just picked that? How would that work?
I have the same tour manager as Ed, and I know that he is very much involved in picking his
Isn't that great?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Isn't that great?
I didn't know whether they would care. So
he does.
Cool. So they like to build the entire show, even the guests.
Yeah. He likes to be, and usually, yeah. He does know.
That's excellent.
This is very exciting. Now, obviously, we heard the Spice Girls all got together last week.
Yep.
And we were told they're just getting together because they're planning TV appearances and that's it. They were tricking us.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
Well, I said it was endorsement deals. Is it more than that?
They're going on a tour that's going to take them so far to the US and the UK. That's all that's been announced. But Simon Fuller, their former manager, said the Spice Girls will be touring. Now, I don't know how Emma Bunton's going to fit this in because... You guys, she hosts breakfast radio like us.
Oh, yeah.
Have a little listen to her jingle. Hot breakfast with Jamie and
Emma. London's hot. Oh, wow. It's like 1992. Oh,
but the best part of this, Jamie turns up at 6, Emma gets in at 7:30.
No joking.
And leaves at 9. She's my hero.
And also, Em, I bet that's not her singing on her own jingle, is it?
She doesn't even sing her own jingle. Guys. I know somebody does, though.
I do as well.
Speaking of her, more exciting news. Obviously, Em Rossiano, who we know from this song. Sometimes I try so
hard, I gotta be perfect. Oh, what a track. Was that 2016?
2016, top 10, thank you.
Here we go.
Sydney, I'm very excited to announce my Opera House show sold out in 20 minutes, mm-hmm. but we've managed to clear out the royal boxes and we're releasing more tickets. Limited tickets are available to the Opera House show, which is sold out. My State Theatre show is also sold out.
Get out.
But if you go to emrossiano.com.au or frontiercomedy.com /emrossiano, snap those tickets up because it's going to be a good night.
You said they were all gone. So does that mean that Ed and I have to go there and just get a couple of fold-out chairs and get ready for all the new guests?
We're going to pay a scalper.
Pretty much.
That's what we're doing.
That's entertainment.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks.
Oh, yes, at 10 past 8, it is time to try and give somebody $10,000. Official game show host Grant Denyer, take it from here.
Natasha from St. Mary's, are you ready to play today FM's Alpha Bucks?
Oh, my God, it actually is me. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm so ready.
Congratulations, you got through. So we're here to win some money.
Great.
All right, so what's your cause? What's your purpose? What do you want to do?
I'm single, so I want to go away and get away from all the couples on Valentine's Day. Maybe take myself on a long weekend so I don't have to deal with all the love around me.
I think that's a great idea. Good motivation.
I'm in a relationship and that sounds appealing.
You got
30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with a letter K. Okay, ooh. Natasha? K for Ken.
K for Ken.
I'm not allowed to give hints, but let's not forget that K can have different sounds at the start of words. It still starts with K, but you know what I mean?
They can have different sounds.
I see what you're putting down. I see what you're saying there.
So for each question you get right, you'll score $100 with a chance to win up to 10 grand. Let's hope it's 10 grand. We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice, and the adjudicator's word is final. Are you ready, Natasha?
I am so ready.
Let's go for K. Here we go. Name a Simpsons character.
Penny.
A snack.
A what?
A snack.
Kit Kat.
An actress.
Keira Knightley.
A unit of measurement.
Kilograms.
An appliance brand.
Kensington.
A Sydney suburb.
Kingswood.
A bird.
Kookaburra.
A movie.
Night's Tale.
A body part.
Knee.
An airline.
KLM.
Oh, that's all 10.
Stop. Okay, stop. We go to adjudicator.
Oh.
What? That's 10.
Wait.
Wait.
No, it is not.
Natasha, there were some questionable answers from me.
Oh, my God. I don't know what to do right now.
You're right, Danya. We go to adjudicators.
Stand by.
What's going to happen? What are you doing today?
I'm at work.
I'm sweating bullets. I don't know about you, Natasha.
Oh, Tash, where do you work?
I just work in a real estate.
Yeah. Well, Grant's got some news.
Hey, Natasha.
Yeah?
You have got $10,000!
No freaking way.
Yeah!
Whoopsie. Seems like someone has a potty mouth and unleashed a plethora of profanity. Or we hit the wrong button. We'll be right back.
Okay. Hectic. We're going to go back.
Yep.
Yeah? Are we on now? Live? Are we in delay?
Wow, that was full
okay,
on.
Okay, great.
All right. All right. Okay, so clearly something just went down that was absolutely mega and monumental and the first time it's happened in my time on this show.
Drop some F-bombs. So we're going to go back to Natasha. Natasha, don't swear.
Okay.
Now, Grant, tell her again.
You have just won $10,000, Natasha. You did it.
Freaking way. Oh, my God.
Good girl.
Are you joking?
No. Would I lie to you? I'm a game show host, Dal. I'm all about honesty.
Oh, my God. This is ridiculous.
Well, you can go and have so many mimosas. Oh, yeah, you can have a mimosa. You can do whatever you want, mate.
Mate, you can book an international trip. Take business to wherever you want right now because you are cashed up to the eyeballs, Natasha. Well done.
Well done, Dal.
Thank you so much.
That was so hectic, you swear bear. I love it.
Yeah, you naughty swear bear.
I'm at freaking way.
Okay, good girl, good girl.
Of course you did.
You enjoy that.
Well done. Congratulations.
Oh,
you've earned it. Now, the one I think that was the stickler was name a Simpsons character. You said Kenny. And I was,
Kenny?
But you got it. It was a kid, one of the kids, as you know, from Springfield Elementary who goes there called
you
Kenny, which is exactly your favorite character. I know it is. Okay. So with that 10 grand, maybe get yourself a tattoo of that kid because that is what has got to the money. That well done. Well
so
played.
Hectic.
Well
so
done, Danya.
No one ever swears on Family Feud. That was amazing.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed by downloading the Today FM app.
Today the big story is Barnaby Joyce and the relationship that he is now in with his former media advisor. He's left his wife, left his family, and he is now moved in with her. They're reporting in the paper today, the media advisor, and they're having a baby together, M.
Yes, and the thing that struck me about this story the most is his wife, Natalie Joyce, has come out and said, you know, obviously she's very hurt by the news and it's hurt her family. And she made a point of saying that I gave up my career to support Barnaby's political aspirations. And then it kind of made me think back to Cassandra Thornburn, who's, of course, Carl Stefanovic's ex-wife, who also came forward and said, I gave up my career to support Carl's. And this notion of women giving up their capacity to earn money and their security and even just the simple thing of earning superannuation.
Yep.
Is something that I would really love to talk about. And so I'm just going to throw it straight out before I get your boys' opinions. 131060, have you given up your career to support your partner? I'd love to talk to some people. For me, I don't think there's a right or wrong. I would never judge a stay-at-home mother, and I've been both a working mum and a stay-at-home mum. But I do encourage women now, and it's made me think about if you do choose to stay at home, you should, I believe, just keep your own kind of side hustle ticking over if you can. Because I know that...
What do you mean by side hustle?
Well, the thing that keeps you alive. It might be writing. It might be maybe some study, maybe what you got your degree in, maybe what you were doing pre-children. I just think keep that fire burning because one day marriages, one in two end in divorce. Marriages are fragile things.
Yeah, so don't stop.
Don't bank
what
in it.
What makes your soul sing.
So your wife is stay at home.
Yep.
Jessie does all the domestic duties.
Yep.
But she also, in her own right, a producer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
that's how we met. And look, I wouldn't be where I am today without her, because her sacrifice has allowed us both to work together on building, you know, my career.
Mm.
And without that, without her sort of taking over, you know, 2/3 of our life, she's done the heavy lifting while, you know, I've gone off to sort of do Family Feud and other TV shows.
Mm.
We wouldn't have reached kind of this level without that commitment. But she's had to put her own life on hold. Now, I argue that the stay-at-home life is harder than the work life.
I don't think it's a competition.
No, it's not. You're right. But you don't get thanks for ensuring that all the washing's done. No one gives you a round of applause because the fact the house is clean or the kids are dropped off. There's no accolades for that kind of role.
Mm.
Yet I think it's the harder one. And you've had to put yourself and your own identity to the side for the greater good of the relationship. But the problem is when you've got two people working as one, you only kind of have two half people,
yeah,
if that makes sense.
And then if the relationship breaks down, then you're in a situation like Cassandra and Natalie, and I watch them and I see it. They feel abandoned. They feel taken advantage of. Both women, to me, Ed, seem blindsided by the news.
Yeah, and certainly the fact that they both have mentioned this fact in there when they're talking, when they've been asked to, which in itself tells you something. They're being pressed by the press to make statements about the fact that their husbands have left them. I mean, in itself, that's a very tough position to be put in.
Well, Cassandra came out on her own. It was a Facebook post. She was pretty cross. She wasn't pressed. It was after...
Well, they would have chased her if they didn't.
After Today went number one, she came out and said, you know what, I'm going to take some of that glory because I supported him to get there.
So 131060, have you given up your career for your partner and for your family?
And happy to hear from blokes. As well.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course, everybody. Yeah, 131060. Have you given up your career for your family and your partner? How has it gone? On 131060 right now, we are speaking to people who have given up their career for their partner and their family, and we'll see how that's gone because, Em, there are two examples in the media of prominent men that have left their family for a new woman, and we're thinking about the mothers of the children and the women that have given up their careers and have said so publicly and they're left behind.
Well, for me, I've really been thinking about Natalie Joyce, and that's everyone's talking about Barnaby and his relationship with his ex-staffer. And for me, my mind straight away went to his wife of 24 years, mother of four children, just left standing there like her whole life's been ripped apart. And she's openly said, I gave up my career to support Barnaby. And this also happened with Karl Stefanovic too, obviously. So I just wanted to kind of put the spotlight, give honour those two women and maybe talk to some people who have done the same thing and find out if it worked out for them or if it didn't.
Yep.
Katie in Concord. Katie. Hey, Katie.
Hello. How are you?
Good.
Hi, Katie.
You gave up your career?
I did. I went to university and studied law, and just after I graduated, my then husband, got married very young, he's in the Navy, he was posted to Western Australia, and when I was 6 months pregnant, we moved over there, and I had to give up everything because there was no way for me to be able to do a clerkship or anything like that with a defence spouse because you never know how long you're going to be in one place for.
Do you resent that? Sometimes
I do, but in the last 15 years we've had 5 children.
Yeah.
He's also still in the Navy, but instead of his old job, he went to university again, studied for 6 years and is now a doctor.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So
did you keep your studies up?
No, I didn't. Our fourth child has a really rare genetic disorder and requires around-the-clock care.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be able to go back to work. I did start looking for a job at the end of last year because I put him in daycare a couple of days a week.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very hard as a Navy spouse with a special needs child to find anybody who wants to hire you because you can't be reliable.
Yeah, honey. Yeah, I get it. I hear you.
My husband can't take time off work if the kids are sick. If he's like, he spent 7.5 months in Iraq 2 years ago.
Yeah. Well, Katie, you're a good woman. You're a bloody good woman. Rico and Ride, g'day.
Hello, how are you?
Good, nice to hear from a bloke.
So
what do you think about this? Has your wife given up her career for you?
Well, she did. She moved countries for me initially, and then at the same time, when we had a little boy, she did stop working. And now I'm currently going to go back to work, which she has, and she wants to do more study.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I've achieved what I want to achieve. That I can still progress, but
I keep encouraging her that, hey, I'm happy to step back and focus on you.
That's
to
great.
Try and get you back. And so, you know, if you want to do more things, study and do this, I'll, you know, happy to support you. At the same time, I'll, you know, if I need to stay at home, I think I'll probably enjoy it. As Grant said earlier, it's probably, I don't know, without really knowing, it's probably as hard, if not the same, as much as another competition, but it's probably as hard a work as going to work every day.
And do you see the benefits in the relationship when she's starting to live her life and her own life and rebuilding her own identity?
Yeah, I mean, I can see that I feel she's happier in a sense. Well, I know she was always happy, but I can see that she's got these extra goals that she wants to achieve, and it's nice. It's actually refreshing to see her, I guess, revive.
And it's really important, and I see Ed doing it a lot. It's encouraging the men, yeah, honey, get out. It's fine. It's great. You do it with Tiff all the time, and I think it's awesome. You know, constant mentions of Tiff XO.
.com.
We're running out on 131060.
I see it. You know, I see it in her. You know, I see it in her when she's, you know, with little Arnie, when she was with her business and everything that she does. And it's just something, I know it seems small, but when someone comes home or comes back from something that they've done where they feel like they've achieved something or they've done something well, they've just got a spring in their step.
Yes.
And it raises everyone's mood in the relationship and in the house.
Agreed.
You know?
Yeah.
So true.
Good on you, Ed. God love you. Sam in the Shire, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Now, you gave up your career for your husband and you found yourself in a similar situation to Barnaby Joyce's wife and Carl Stefanovic's wife.
Yes, I did. Yeah, I had a successful interior design business and I owned my own property. He was just a storeman when I met him, and he went and got his master's, got into the corporate world. Then he decided we should sell the property, have a sea change. Mm. Then he left me for a 24-year-old. And now I'm renting. And I'm now cleaning houses during school hours because I need to take my daughter to school and pick her up.
So did you feel completely blindsided and betrayed by someone you feel you held up for two decades?
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. And now I've got nothing. I don't have any property. I'm cleaning toilets, for God's sake. You know?
Look, I don't know him, Sam. I'm sorry, I don't know him, but as someone who was raised by a single mother, he is awful. He has done that to you, and he's done it on purpose because he knows what he's doing with his life, and he is not worth your time. He's a scumbag.
So, and Sammy, I can hear it in you. You feel like you gave up everything to support this one person who's just flat out betrayed you.
Yep. And he's flying high in the corporate world, and I'm now left holding everything. Yeah. It's cruel.
Yeah.
It's really cruel and selfish.
Sam, how would you encourage others to handle themselves if they were facing a similar situation? What would you do?
Oh, my gosh, I'm really struggling myself. I'm still getting over the shock of it all. I just think that I'm just a day closer to wherever it is I need to be.
Would you encourage women who are giving up everything for their husbands to keep something for themselves?
Oh, yeah, that was my big mistake.
Yep.
Big mistake. I should have kept a little bit of something going.
Yeah. Yep.
But I didn't, because it was really important.
Of course.
For him to build, because he was then going to be the major,
You're doing a great job, Sam. Yep. You're doing a great job.
Keep going, Sammy. One foot in front of the other, buddy.
That's it.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in. Thank you so much.
We might have ourselves a new Aussie hero.
Can we disclaimer that, though? If it comes out that this guy's super dodgy, we're just celebrating his outfit, guys.
Okay.
We don't condone anything that we don't know about this mystery hero.
Let's hope for the best, that's though, true. Right now. Let's go with it. This is a wonderful scenario and outcome.
So, Eduardo, set the scene.
Yes,
what happened?
So, here we go. Man wakes up by the sound of a broken glass.
Yes.
When he goes downstairs to inspect the noise, he sees an unknown man lighting a fire. This is according to Channel 9 News.
Right.
The hero then woke his friends and rushed them out of the house, suffering minor lacerations as a result of his heroics. The other two people were treated for smoke inhalation. The man has saved two lives, his own and theirs, so they saved three lives there.
Yes.
Another witness told 9 News they believe a Molotov cocktail was to blame for the blaze.
Shh.
Now, from where I don't know this backwards, but I don't believe that Molotov cocktails get thrown by accident.
No.
From what I know of them.
Oh, yeah, there could be accidental Molotov cocktails. God, that happens. If I had a dollar, every accidental Molotov cocktail, I've flung out my window.
I understand.
See, but what you've forgotten to mention is this hero is such a hero that he didn't stop to pop on any sort of clothing.
No.
Not at all.
He's sleeping in his what appears to be a pair of blue Speedos, or could just be a little bit of blue Bonds. And he is obviously been super tanned. He's done some tanning. He's managed to slick his blonde hair back. And he's coming. If you had this guy racing at you at 3 a.m., would you want to be saved is my first question.
It's a great question, actually.
But he's picked him up and he's run outside and he's standing there casually talking to the cops and the fireys. Just with his hand on his hip.
Yep.
Just in his jocks the whole
time.
Full
confidence. Just owning the hell out of it. Like, he looks like an 80s wrestler mixed with like a Hollywood movie star.
Yes. He's busting out of his skin.
He's exquisite.
He's so Australian.
Isn't he the most? You're right.
He's punching a shark in a headlock at that point in time, riding a kangaroo. That's the only way.
Today's got a shift on the beach, I'm sure, as a lifeguard. Like, he's that good.
I think that we may, let's put the new Crocodile Dundee movie to one side and let's get a script going with this bloke, because this is what the people want.
It's Molotov Cocktail Speedo Guy, and I'm here for him.
I think he's a real-life superhero that we possibly could name the Blue Budgie, flying to an emergency near you.
Yes, Danya. Well,
the Blue Budgie.
Did you write that down?
Yes, I did.
Yes.
See? Worth it.
It's cloudy.